And right now, we want to remind you that there have been some intense rescue efforts, of course, that have been underway for more than 17 hours. Joining us live tonight, Fire Chief Gregory DeWitt with the Bonita Springs Fire Department and part of the Florida Search and Rescue Task Force. Thank you, first of all, Chief, for joining us. Now, I know you started your career as a volunteer over 30 years ago. You got hired and became the fire chief just a couple of years ago. And I'm sure search crews just like you do this work because they love it. But what is this psychological and emotional toll for our responders there?
It's unbelievable because you're going out there to look and help. You know, I got dispatched up to Panama City, and you know that's what that's what we do. That's what we love. We're trying to search. We're trying to make a difference in the situation. We're trying to find somebody alive. And you know, as the hours go by, you're going inch by inch, looking for voids, looking for signs of life. And, you know, as those things don't show themselves, you start, you know, second guessing yourself, like, are we doing the right thing? Are we going far enough? How's it going? So, you know, it takes an emotional toll on you just because you're wanting to do the right thing and you're wanting to be there for the families and for the victims themselves.
And Chief, of course, like you're talking about this time being of the essence, and you first have that adrenaline-filled first hours, first day, but then with a collapse like this, we're going into day two. How does the mindset need to change for those first responders in terms of continuing the search efforts?
The mindset still should be the same. You know, after about 5-6 days, it may change from rescue to recovery, but that's why we do a 12-hour shift. We do an Alpha and a Bravo shift. So that way we can decompress a little bit. We don't get that fatigue. We don't get the complacency. So we can make a difference instead of becoming a victim ourselves. So that's how we do it. That's why that 12 hours on, 12 hours off. And then we go back and we, you know, kind of reevaluate what we've done. When we show back up 12 hours later, we get a briefing from the teams that are going off and saying, how far did you go? What did you see? How's it going?
You've been in the business, you've been in the search and rescue business as a fire chief for quite some time and just working as a firefighter. Looking at those pictures, could someone have survived? I mean, they're talking about going in through the garage next underneath the ground. I mean, is there a possibility that somebody could survive something like this? This slim chance?
There's always hope. There's always a chance. With the way that it collapsed, there are void spaces in there. We've seen people, you know, pulled out 4, 5, 6, 7 days later from something like this, they're in a void space. You know, anything 3x3, you can survive. You know, so yeah, there is hope. There's still lots of hope out there. So we've seen it in different places around the world.
Well, thank you, Chief DeWitt, for your perspective. We appreciate you giving us a little hope this evening, and you take care of yourself.
All right, thank you very much.